His viewpoint, Freddie Itabisong says, since then, the government has taken steps to promote large-scale mining projects, which are promising for the country's economic growth.
Cameroon's mining sector is yet to reach its full potential despite its vast resource base. Currently, mining, as announced by President Paul Biya in his address to the nation on the 31st of December 2022, contributes less than 1% to the gross domestic product, a figure far below its capacity. Artisanal and small-scale mining dominate the sector, providing a source of livelihood to thousands of our compatriots who rely on it. The government has, however, stepped in, doing everything to attract foreign investments and promote large-scale mining projects. The creation of the National Mining Corporation, SONAMIN, and the adoption of a revised mining code aimed at creating a more investor-friendly environment are notable efforts. The objective is to streamline processes, improve transparency, and ensure that mining activities contribute more significantly to national development. Several challenges hinder the growth of Cameroon's mining sector, the first being not enough comprehensive geological data. Many areas with potential mining deposits remain unexplored, deterring potential investors who require detailed information to assess the viability of mining projects. Also, regulatory and bureaucratic hurdles pose huge barriers. In spite of recent improvements, obtaining mining licenses and permits are lengthy processes, not leaving out inconsistent enforcement of regulations and corrupt practices, which further complicate the investment climate, discouraging both local and foreign investors. Added to these challenges are environmental and social issues, which constitute setbacks. Artisanal mining often leads to land degradation, water pollution, and deforestation. Nevertheless, the government has swung to action to fully develop Cameroon's mining sector. The tone set by President Paul Biya in his end-of-year message on December 31, 2022, triggered a new era for the country's mining sector. We see and listen to the acting Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, Foh Kalisu Gentry's field trips, which are meant to shape the future of mining in Cameroon. Key projects linked with the exploitation of iron ore have begun, like the Kribi Lobe iron ore project, which includes the construction of an iron enrichment plant, a 20-kilometer long pipeline, and a 60-megawatt power plant. There is also the transnational Mbalam Nabeba iron ore project and the exploitation of the Bipindi Grand Zambie iron ore. The Lulabi iron ore project is also on course under a Chinese company, Sinosteel. Others like the Mbalam and Jovik projects are said to be undergoing restructuring. The boss of the Ministry of Mines was in Congo to conclude negotiations on the Mbalam Nabeba iron ore project, as well as to China and Brazil for discussions with development partners on the mining projects. This apart, Cameroon has hosted an International Mining Exhibition Convention and a Council of Ministers meeting of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States, which has given a fresh impetus to the country's mining renaissance and attachment to global trends. The mining sector, therefore, holds a significant promise for our country's economic growth.
Freddie Itabisong, Director of Radio Programs.